Iceland is a 103,000 square kilometer island nation that is home to around 300,000 people. And it has energy to spare. It is a volcanic country. Molten rocks heat huge underground waterways here. The geothermal energy is piped into cities and stored in giant tanks, providing heat for homes, businesses, even swimming pools. Volcanoes formed rivers that run through turbines, providing virtually all the country's electricity. Iceland is developing hydrogen fuel from water for its cars, buses, and trucks, decreasing its dependency on oil. It's still expensive, but hydrogen gets 3 times the kilometers per mile of gas-powered engines. And there are no carbon emissions, only water vapor. Marie Mack is a research consultant with the Hydrogen Research Project.
If we make hydrogen and use that as a fuel for transportation, then we can run the whole society on our own local renewable energy sources.
This country now has the 6th highest per capita income in the world, and I think this is an indication that countries that start thinking smart in energy are going to do this.
John Topping of the nonprofit Climate Institute recently returned from environmental talks there.
Iceland is now involved helping very much the Chinese build a very large geothermal facility in Xi'an province in China. A bank from Iceland is providing some of the financing. And there are also a number of people from India as well. They're in the 2 most populous countries in the world. We're going to ultimately have a lot to do with the whole success of any kind of solution to climate change. They were here in this small country, a country of only 300,000, but the country has become the world leader. They're working to see what they could pick up, and the Icelanders, who really probably right now are, you know, the most creative country in the world on the energy issue.
Interesting.
We're really helping to make this happen.
Iceland is doing away with gas-powered cars by the middle of the century. It's committed to showing the world that it is possible to find viable energy alternatives to oil. Paul Sisko, VOA News.